when we are obedient. And now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning giving you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us a commandment and a mandate to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us the tool that we need, your holy word, to carry out that mandate. Father, we thank and praise you that we know that we can do nothing without you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, so we thank you for this master's call. We thank you for the TMC family. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.A.S. De Leon family and Papa D.A.S. De Leon. Father, and we thank you for touching his body, Lord, and for healing and bringing forth supernatural strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for blessing them, for having your angels encamped around about them, and for covering Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the entire D.A.S. De Leon family and our Master's Call family in your loving care. Father, we thank and praise you for the word which is coming forth this morning. Father, we thank you that it is coming forth uncontaminated. Father, that we are our listening ears, oh God, and that everything that is said by Dr. P.K. Roberts this morning, Lord, we know that you have already given her the word to say, and you have already blessed the word, and we are already here at the buffet table to hear what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the great and the greater things that you are doing in our lives as we seek to please you daily, as we seek to walk by faith and not by sight. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. I love you. And the pulpit of the Communication Sanctuary, Telecommunication Sanctuary, is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for feeding the people, and I love you more. Good morning, my TMC family, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you the warmest of kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God reverence, glory, and honor as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded in October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, also affectionately known as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. When God gave these two women this mandate, he also gave them the mission, which is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, he founded this call on scripture. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue your day in prayer. This call is brought to you live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time by dialing 712-432-0075, pin code 957-677-POUND. Each day you can return to listen to the recording from that day, from that message, and that can be done by calling 712-432-1085 and the pin code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages since October 25th, 2010 are archived on the website themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, if you want to be a prayer intercessor, if you feel that God has placed a word in your belly, or if you want to share a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. immediately. Following this call, the MMC call is hosted by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance lives. That number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. On Wednesday, our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts hosts the Ambassador's Call on the MMC call. We also have 90K in 90 Days, Exploding and Changing Lives. There is an amazing mentor call each Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and that number is 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 926-358-POUND. That's 712-432-0075, PIN code 926-358-POUND. And be in attendance because amazing words come forth from that call. Father's Day weekend, all road leads to Orlando, Florida, and the Artist Global Conference Spectacular, which is hosted by our very own Kings of Artists. You can find out more information on the MMC call, and you can go to the artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Let me say that one more time because I stumbled twice. You can go to the website, which is artistempowermentconference.com. There will be a service on Sunday, June 15th, hosted by the TMC family. If you are interested in helping with the service, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.com. So now I am going to get out of the way, and I'm going to bring forth this amazing, super fantastic woman of God, our very own Artist International Ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State University. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a mother, she is a friend, and most of all, she is a woman who loves the Lord. Dr. P.K. Roberts was commissioned as an Army chaplain in January of 1985, and she served her country faithfully all over the world and in Desert Storm. Dr. P.K. was assigned to the 702nd Military Intelligence Group and senior pastor of Interfaith Worship Service, Fort Gordon, Georgia. She served as the 15-16 Signal Brigade chaplain located in Fort Schaefer, Hawaii, with her unit. In Alaska, mainland Japan, and Okinawa, Dr. P.K. Roberts is the ambassador of Artists International, and we know that she is super fantastic. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Can you hear me this morning, my dear Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mother P.K. Take it away.
God bless you, my dear daughter. I love and appreciate you. I thank God for the ministry that he has entrusted in your hands. And I am just absolutely super fantastic this morning. Do you hear me when I say I am blessed by the Lord this morning, dear? God has been so good to me. Thank you all for being seated here in our holy sanctuary Benita calls it the telecommunications sanctuary. And I thank God for all of you. I thank God for what he is doing in our lives right now, and especially what he's doing in mine. I do give honor to my own dear sister, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Weatherspoon has worked diligently with this call throughout the years and has been faithful, and I thank God that he's the one who rewards us for faithfulness. He sees it, he loves it, and he rewards us for it. How about that? There is so very much that I would like to talk to you about today, but because the Lord is dealing with me right now in the season called rest, I'm not going to try to share everything that I have. I'm just going to give you a few pointers this morning to finish up the subject that I started on last week I think, whenever the last time I talked to you, on rest. And as we began, let me just kind of tie a few things together. Number one, when we started out in January of 2014, the Lord impressed upon me the importance of being an FBI agent. FBI agent meaning that we have favor, blessings, and increase in our lives. And then along with that, he gave me the book by Reverend Dr. Larry Wayne Ellis, Psalms 23 for Today, relevant, resourceful, and refreshing book that has been a blessing to my life. And after getting all of that, he took me back to my own book, Rest is a Spiritual Thing. And I am one who normally tries to juggle all of these things at once. I used to pride myself in wearing 8 hats at one time. Now, at my age and reflecting on that, it is a wonder that my neck didn't break and my shoulders dropped, because you just don't wear that many hats at one time successfully. And I thought I was successful, but the thing about it is I could have been so much more successful had I taken a little time and listened to what it was that the Lord was telling me about this very relevant issue that I'm just going to talk to you about this morning. And so the adaptation of the Psalms, the 23rd Psalms that Reverend Ellis did is so appropriate, and I read it over and over for me to remind me of where I have come from and where I need to be going, and to not adapt this Psalm, but read it and live it the way God has given it. So the Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. Yes, I thought I knew exactly what I need. I need my rent, mortgage, and taxes paid. Yeah, money is what I thought I needed so that it could take care of those things right there. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. I need a man, a woman, or a partner to make my life complete. Yes, and I went out and did that thing right there. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. My stocks, bonds, T-bills, CDs, and Social Security checks to go up, 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 up and away. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. I need to be able to sing, dance, play an instrument, be funny and serious, and make a lot of money without even trying. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I need. I need an online degree that's free, that I can get while watching TV. Well, I knew I couldn't get that because my mama had beat into my head, you going to school every day. I love going to school. And I knew that that I had to work hard to get my education. So I want you to know that the degree that I have, I did not get it free. I did not go and get it off the computer either. I really, really did go to school, really got it through International Theological Seminary. So I need to let you know that one did not stick, thank the Lord. I know what I need. I need to eat whatever I want without gaining weight to stay young. Yes, I really thought that I could do that because I thought my genes would carry me, and my genes overall, we have been, but I'm realizing that it doesn't matter what's in your genes. If you keep eating wrong, you're going to wind up not being able to wear any blue jeans, and that's just about where I am. I went to Mexico, ate all that frijoles and arroz and came back here with a bean butt. Yeah, uh-huh. But I thank God today that he's letting me know without a shadow of a doubt that I've got to be disciplined in that area of my life too. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need to be a real spiritual without spending much time with God person, not attending church regular or hanging. I thank God that that didn't stick, honey. I used to go to church every time the door was open. I was out there with the shut-ins. They say shut in 3 days. I was shut in 3 days. Fast 3 days. Fasted 3 days with nothing but air pudding. Now we fast and tell you to come and do a Daniel fast and let you eat some fruits and vegetables, and you still want to fall out and cry. I ain't just talking about you. I'm talking about me as well. But the Lord is my shepherd. What I really want is to stay young. Yes, I do. Be good looking. I realize that after you got over 60, all this stuff start changing. Healthy, wealthy, and wise, well-traveled, bilingual, athletic, and artistic without really putting forth much effort. By the way, the Lord really is my shepherd. But that's not really the way the Bible gives it to us over in the King James Version, neither in any of the other real versions. This was an adaptation of what we really are doing here in this era of our lives, because we are moving so fast. We don't want to take time out to rest and hear what the Lord has to say. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Why is it important for us to rest? It is so important for us to, R-E-S-T, release everything to the Savior's touch, rest. It is so, so vitally important. Have you ever been to a conference, my dear friends, or ever gone to church, or anywhere where you went in to receive from the Lord, indeed, a retreat, anything, where you went in, and I'm preparing you also for the June 13, 14, 15 conference, where you went in to receive, and boy, you were so charged up. Everybody was full of energy, positive. The information was good. Everything was wonderful. And as you were in the conference, you were making all of these mental notes and sometimes jotting down notes about what you were going to do once you left that conference. Oh, yes, I went into the conference as a supervisor, baby, but I promise you, 2 months after this, I'm going to be platinum because I have the strategy. I have the plan. I got it. I got it. I got it. And before you could get home good, either from the on the airplane or in your car driving or however you got there on the bus, it seems like the air, the wind beneath your wings, everything has just kind of gone out of you. And you just, "Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going back to this same old job. I'm going back to this." Oh, my God. You go back to the same place you were. And you go back and you get back on that track. And you start again at doing the same old things over and over again. But I ask you this one question, and please answer me. When did you take time to rest and reflect on what it is that you learned at the conference, retreats, or wherever it is that you went? When did you take time to unpack all that you received, examine it before you and God alone and say, "Is this mine or shall I put it to the side to deal with it later?" When did you take time to absolutely release everything that you had to the Lord's touch and say, "God, tell me what it is that you would have me to do with this"? The truth of it is most of us come back and we don't reflect. We don't take time to evaluate what it is that we have. And so today I'm going to go right on into, "He leads me beside still waters." This is a time, rest. In rest, you're going to find some refreshment. You know, I was sitting down thinking about the retreat that I went to a few weeks ago, and as I was just reflecting, I really became energized, refreshed, lifted up, because I was taking some time with the Lord, and he revealed something to me that absolutely took me from one place to another, and I said, "Oh, my God, it was all about me. It was all about me, not about you or anybody else. It was all to help P.K. Roberts understand. Listen, everything God made for us is important for us." There's a lot of nice little slangs out here, you know, that you get, you know, like they told us in the military, "You're going to work 724, 24-7. You are a soldier. You are a soldier. And 724, 24-7, you are a soldier." And you tell me that long enough, I'm going to really really believe that, and I'm going to start operating out of that. You guys, I operated out of that so until I was really ready. Anytime the phone rang, I would jump straight up in the bed, answer that phone, throw my boots on, uniform on, and out the door ready for whatever the mission was. I did not realize that I didn't know how to rest and that I was not resting. Then he leads me beside still waters. We not only need rest, but we need refreshment. If the body is 80% water, then water is symbolic of life, which means that you and I need water. This is the thing that God brought to me that was so refreshing just for P.K. Roberts. P.K., you need to drink more water than you. You carry these nice little bottles around, but how much of it do you really get into you? How intentional are you about drinking this water? I remember Tiffany Lauderdale sent me something about this jug and how you had to mark this big old gallon jug down of water every day. And she's always putting us on these, leading us through these challenges, leading us to them whether we go through them with her or not. We need to come to a place where we understand that water is absolutely necessary for us to get the rest and refreshment that we need. And when God gives us knowledge, even as Christians, we cannot expect grace to erase our poor, poor willful choices. Now, I know some of you are listening to me right now, and you are saying, I don't like water. Somebody better say amen to me because I don't have a clock in front of me, and I have another appointment. So you just tell me when the time is up, it's okay. We have to do what we know is right. We don't need anybody continuing to tell us what to do over and over and over, and we don't obey. I like what Godmother Dorothy Cook said. She said, if you really want to be successful in this business, you need to do what I say do, because if you don't do what I say do in the business, I'm going to stop telling you what to do. God does the same. When we don't do what he says for us to do, he stops speaking to us. How many of you want God to stop talking to you? I don't want him to stop talking to me. The sheep, I want you to know, has this flat nose. So when a sheep drinks out of a babbling brook, he will drown. A sheep's upper body weight weighs more than 4 to 5 times what its feet can easily carry. So if you ever watch a herd of sheep, they're always falling down and getting up. And we do the same thing. We are made to have someone lead and guide us. Unfortunately, we don't want to think that, but we do. You've got to understand that everybody in this business will not get there at the same time. Somebody is going to have to go first, and we need to understand that, let somebody lead and the rest of us follow. That's why I just can't go to a church where everybody in there, you got pastor so-and-so, minister so-and-so, pastor, ain't nobody sitting on the pew being minister to, everybody trying to lead everything. I just ain't going to go there, because God has called somebody to be the leader. He gave one person the vision. That person shared the vision with somebody else, and then they decided that they were going to either co-pastor it or co-something, but they all can't go there and do it all together at one time. So I want you to understand something. We as sheep are to be followers of the Lord. We are to listen to what he has for us, and when we do, we are going to become really, really refreshed. We are going to become overwhelmed by what it is that God has for us. Now, let me give you just a small window to look through. Whenever there is a gala event, they have what is called the red carpet. A lady walks down the red carpet. When she walks down, her makeup is flawless. Her hair is well placed. She's wearing someone else's designer gown. She strolls down the red carpet with the cameras clicking and flicking, and everybody's, oh, she is dead gorgeous, dead drop gorgeous, just absolutely beautiful. But when they begin the interview, the first thing they ask is, who designed that gown? And when they give the name of the designer, let's say it's Ralph Lauren, overnight he becomes a millionaire because everyone wants to have that gown designed by Ralph, right? They ask her who did everything about her that makes her look good. Well, the Christian life is to be lived out in such a way, just like that when we walk and when we talk and when we when people see us, they see our demeanor, they see our attitude, they see our behavior, they see how generous we are with people, how kind we are, how compassionate we are, that somebody ought to ask us, who is your designer? Glory to God. Because you see, when we do what God tells us to do, he is designing us, he is sculpturing us, he is making us to be just like him. And then somebody is going to want to, oh my God, go out and put and try out the designer for themselves. That's why it is important for us, okay. That's why it is important for us to understand that we've got to rest so that we can get refreshed. And after refreshment, next week I'm going to talk to you, or whenever Pastor V let me. I follow Pastor V when it comes to scheduling and assignments and everything, because she knows how to do it. She go in and she pray and she ask the Lord, who should I have on for this time? Because they are going to bring the message that is going to help sculpture you, to help you become just like the one who created and designed you. Don't you want to reflect God? The bottom line is we want to be just like him so that we can draw others into the kingdom of God. With that being said, I want you to know that rest is a spiritual thing. It is a time and a place whereby we release everything we have into the Savior's touch so that we can go forth and reflect and be a reflection of God Almighty, our creator and designer. Back to you, my dear sweetie. Minister
amen,
Kai.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me, Dr. Peter?
Oh, honey, I can hear you. As you can hear me, you can hear that I am excited. God has done something for this old gal. I am ready to run on and see what the end is going to be. I shall live and not die. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's a wonderful day. Yes, it is.
Amen, amen, amen.
I got my water in my hand. I'm getting ready to drink some.
Amen. We are going to, I'm going to go before the Father with our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we thank you for the word that you have implanted within her so that she may pour out into us. Lord, we ask you to refill her. Refill her to abundance, God, exceedingly and abundantly, more than she can think or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch every person on this line. You know each need, Father. You know exactly what we stand in need of. And we thank you because we know that it is already done. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor. We know that cancer is a name, and it must bow down before the name of Jesus. We know and understand that your will shall be done. We praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We praise you because you are our source. We praise you because we can rest in you. We can release everything to the Savior's touch on this Faith Pleases God Friday. So we thank you, Father, that you are continuing to be a healer, that healing has not stopped all of a sudden. We thank you that miracles still exist, and they go not where they are needed, but where there is an expectation of your action. Lord, we thank you because we know you love us, you care for us, and you continue to minister to our every need. Father, we just thank you for health. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for prosperity, both physically, mentally, and financially. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor because we know that you deserve that and so much more. We surrender all we are to you. We give all that we are back to you. We place it at your feet because we know that your will, your way, is so much better than anything that we can think of. So we glorify your name right now. We magnify your name. We give you praise and honor. We ask that you touch every heart. We ask that you touch every mind. Give people peace and rest in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. So I'm going to give you some real quick announcements before I ask Dr. PK to come back. We know this is Friday, so we will do our prayer request and our praise report immediately following the benediction, and we will just continue to, you know, seek God and listen and pray to close us out. We know that the MMC call is immediately following this one, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. We also have June 13th through the 15th, the Artist Empowerment Conference, and you can get more information at artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And again, we will stay on the line after Dr. PK brings our benediction. And the next voice you will hear will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. PK Roberts, are you there?
Can you hear me, dear?
Yes, ma'am. Long and clear. Take it away.
Okay, just want to remind you guys that after you get off this call this morning, get on the morning call because our own Platinum President, Gail Mathis, is going to be giving her story today. She is celebrating 6 years in this great company that God has blessed us with called Artists International. In addition to that, I just want to announce that our own grandbaby, granddaughter for the Diaz de Leon family arrived yesterday. Miss Baby Leah is in this world is what they text me and said, and we are so, so happy. So I want you all to continue to pray for the Diaz de Leon family as they are moving this Artist International family along. Holy God, we ask that your anointing rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives as we go out today to have a super fantastic day with you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Vanessa, would you please come?
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that word on rest, reminding us to rest in the Lord, reminding us to walk in a lifestyle of resting and trusting in our Lord and Savior. We word and to be reminded of that. And good morning, TMC family. Loving each and every one of you, just excited about what God is doing in our lives, in Artists International, and in the entire body of Christ. We thank you so much, Minister Willa, as always, for saluting God's people and getting them situated in our telecommunications sanctuary. And to our host today, Minister Kai, again, we thank you. And as we've always been so grateful for our ambassador, the only ambassador, our beloved Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I tell you, Benita's on the roll with her little thing saying she comes up with Dr. Dimples. So we are grateful for all of that. Today is a day that when we were seeking God's face, even on the structure of the platform, the posture of this call, we always knew that this call would be a place where we would walk as midwives of prayer. And being a midwife can be a man or a woman. A midwife is one who pushes forth births, things. And in prayer, we want to birth the will of God. We want to come in concert. We want to come in one accord and lift up the prayers of the righteous and know that God always hears and answers prayer. So at this time, as we do on every Friday, we want to open up the line and hear your prayer requests, also hear your praise reports, because we get just as excited to hear what God is doing and what God has done as we've petitioned him and watched him be faithful as only he can be. So we always want to start off, as we are in this season, lifting up our Artist Empowerment Conference, as we've been announcing, keeping it in front of you. We are so focused and firm and faithful about believing God for the 5,000 that will come to the Artist Empowerment Conference. And how do we do that? We are structurally praying for each and every one of us to budget. We call it our SOS. Where we're going to be seeing ourselves and seeing Orlando successfully by putting aside the money every week, by making sure we get out there and sell some extra garments, have that extra show. We know God is a miracle-working God, but we're not going to do the crisis management of having to forego bills and do this and that to get there. No, God made us good stewards. It's not a cuss word, to be a good steward of your time, your finances, So as we pray, we're praying for the people of God, the body of Christ and artists, for us to pray that the people of God will be focused, and for some of us, for me and all of us, to be good stewards of financially, with now going into 6 weeks till the conference. We're about $280 a week if you haven't started, to put that aside. And what is $280? That's just selling some extra body magics. That's just having an extra showcase party and putting it aside and being faithful to do that. And when we do that, God blows on it and makes it even more, the exceeding abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. We know Orlando is going to be just awesome, awesome, awesome. Another reason we're wanting so many of you all to plan to come is that celebrating 25 years for Papa Diaz de Leon, where he's been a good steward of this vision, of this company, of this Ministry of Artists International. So we want to be there with the Diaz de Leon family to celebrate these 25 years. So we're going to go on and start taking your prayer requests, but that is what we want to keep up front. All right, going out to Indiana, Miss Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
First of all, I just want to give a praise report, and I thank God because now you are praying for 5,000. You only have to pray now for 4,999 because I will be there. And I thank God that he is opening doors and giving me that, and suddenly blessings that I can cover my obligations to ensure that I will be there. So I'm praising God for that. Also, I want to request prayer for my family. This past weekend has been kind of, I have family in the South, and unfortunately that storm did not bypass them, but I thank God that that their lives were preserved. I had a cousin who the first storm that came through, and they had the straight winds, and a pecan tree fell on the house and did damage to the house, and trapped a three-year-old in the bedroom, and they got the three-year-old out unscathed. And then about 2 days later, a tornado came through and hit the same home. So please uplift the Turner family in prayer that God will provide them with a new home and take care of them. And I thank God that no one, that he did keep them safe in his bosom, and no one was injured even after all of this devastation. So, and I'm also asking for traveling mercies for my dad. My dad is going to be leaving here in a few days, headed for Tennessee, and he's driving alone with his wife, which kind of worried me. But then my dad came along and said, no, I don't have any problem with driving. I have a problem with getting up out of a chair, but I don't have any problems with driving, so I'll be just fine. So pray over him. He's 80 years old, and he's going to be taking this journey, just like I said, with he and his wife. So I offered to go, and he told me no, he'd be just fine. So you guys just keep him uplifted and keep him covered in your prayers.
Amen. We got that covered. And we know that the ministry angels of God will encamp around him. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Jackie. All righty. Do we have any other prayer requests? Want to give everybody time to come into the queue if there is a need for a prayer request. I have one while we're waiting. Oh, there's more popped in. I want to ask you to pray for the Johnson family, very close friends of our family. A young brother, Ralph, literally, they had just talked to him on Thursday, my parents and his parents have always been friends all of our lives, and my dad taught school with his father, and just our families have always been very close, and my father and him were fraternity brothers, and he would always so faithfully come by here and check on my father, and just literally talked to him on Thursday and got a call Saturday that he went home to be with the Lord, and it just really rocked us, and his name is Ralph Johnson, but only one left is his older brother, Harold, in Fort Worth, and he is really, really not doing well with this, but we'll be celebrating his life on Saturday there in Houston. So if you would keep the Johnson family in prayer for the homegoing of Brother Ralph. So we just know that he's in the bosom of the Lord, where he truly did love the Lord. And we just are going to pray for the Johnson family. All righty. I see one of our prayer prayer warriors. We've not heard from in a long time. I always see her on the board from time to time, and it's always good when you can join us. Good morning, Ms. Ada.
Good morning, Dr. V. So wonderful to hear your voice, and I praise God I was able to get on the call. Just hello, Dr. PK, and the whole TMC family. Praise God for you all. Miss you terribly. Got a couple of prayer requests and a couple of praise. Real quick, a dear friend of mine, Pastor Linda Young, out of Illinois, we served the Lord together years ago in a ministry. Got a text from someone that we mutually served with that she went to be with the Lord just yesterday morning. Really shook me up. Dear friend of mine just started a ministry last summer, Just One Word Ministry. So you could be lifting up the husband, Pastor Linda Young, the entire Young family. It's a real, it was a real shock to hear the news about my dear friend. So we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. However, for those that are feeling the crush of someone going unexpectedly, it is a blow. So just pray for that God would comfort the hearts of the Young family. Also, the previous caller, Sister Jackie, I do have family in the South. We praise God that there have not been any loss of life, but many people are certainly have lost a lot of their material possessions. And just want to pray for God to continue to send the volunteers needed to help people get through a very difficult time down there from the different storms. On the praise side, Doug and I will be closing on our new home, praise the Lord, at the end of June.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We've been looking for almost a year, actually. The Lord opened up a wonderful opportunity. We're in budget. We won't even have to lift a paintbrush. Hallelujah. So as the offer was accepted, we put in our offer and it was accepted. And so now we're going through the inspections and appraisals and, you know, all the process of buying a house. So we praise God for that. And then Ergo Productions, our business baby, has gotten off the ground, and we're looking to do a couple of special events this summer. Just miss you all so much. When I'm able to get on the replay, I do that. But my schedule just doesn't allow for me at this time to be on the call. But please know that I do check my emails, and I do stand in agreement with prayer and take time to pray for you, Dr. V, and Dr. PK, and the entire team of intercessors. So back to you. Love you all. Miss you dearly. Continue to keep you all in prayer. Love you.
Love you, too. It is always so good to hear your voice, and I am always excited when I see that number come across the board and know that we have always keeping you and your beloved lifted up in prayer. You are such a blessing to this TMC ministry. All right, we're going to head on up to Philadelphia. Good morning, Ms. Siobhan. Welcome to the call this morning.
Good morning, Dr. V. How are you?
I am doing great. And you?
Amen. I'm doing well, and good morning, Master's Call family. My prayer request, when the other young lady mentioned about the folks down south, I also wanted to mention about folks in the Philadelphia, New Jersey areas, like different types of creeks and rivers. There was some folks that basically got trapped in their homes because of the floods, and so later today, they're talking about that the water should start to go down, but it might not be until 3 a.m. So if you could pray for those people also in this area that are affected by it. You know, they didn't talk about too much loss of bodies, but mainly, like the other lady said, loss of properties and things that folks have. The other thing that I wanted to pray about is in regards to distributors in our area. We're really trying to bring about unity with our artist business and do some things together, but scheduling has been a really big issue on trying to plan some events in advance. So prayerfully, if the Lord could help us work out that delightful schedule so at least we can get a couple of really good events twice a month is what we're trying to start at. So prayer in that area for the distributors and the tri-state area.
All righty. That is good to hear because that was a very strong area one time, and we know God's going to give it back even sevenfold with the artist community in that area. And we will definitely be keeping you in prayer. I tell you, the weather, we just have to speak to it because it will obey the will and the word of the Lord. All righty, we're going to head out to Tampa, Florida, to Miss Joni. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, family. Love everyone. I just want to give a praise report that I'm doing fine, and my chemo's working. I'm going to do a bone marrow on the 14th, so we're looking for zero leukemia in my body, so God has already promised me. But I want to ask for prayer. This week has kind of astounded me. I got a call from my girlfriend in Philadelphia. Her daughter is 15. She's having sex. She's had sex, and she ended up with a bad disease from the boy. So then I got a call last night. My goddaughter, which is on her way over here after school today, she made up some Facebook and texting with some guy out there in North Carolina, and we think, well, the mother said she thought he was young, but he's not. He's too old to even be messing with, you know. But she's agreeing to have sex and all this. So I just want us to pray and believe God to take away this all this sexual thrills and feelings these young girls are having. And I was talking to my 16-year-old, and I was just telling her, I said, see what's going on within 1 week? I said, they haven't even got a chance to enjoy their life. So we just pray, just come in agreement with me that God just deliver them of this sexual stuff that's going on, you know, because, I mean, they're not even enjoying life. They haven't given themselves a chance. So thank you so much.
All righty. Well, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we're looking forward to you getting down to see us in Orlando when we come next month.
I'll be there.
Okay. We're looking forward to seeing you, and it's always good to hear your voice. All righty. We're going to head down to Houston. We call her our praise and worship leader. We've already assigned the title. It was so good to see her during our Super Saturday we just recently had in Houston. Good morning, Minister Sharon.
Good morning, my TMC family. I'm not sure why, but I just have a smile every time I hear Joni's voice. So good morning. I've never met her, but she always makes me smile. I have a prayer request. I'm feeling better if you pray the report. God is good. But yesterday I fell and twisted my or sprained my ankle or whatever, so my right foot is swollen up and I'm not able to walk on it. So I want to ask that you guys pray that it will quickly heal. I'm not sure if God is teaching me. He's been putting on my heart about we are all part of one body and giving me demonstrations through my own body of how we are connected and depend on each other. So I hope I'm learning that lesson. And then, of course, the prayer request I asked you that God will give me what he wants us to sing in the worship. I'd like to invite all those who are singers to join us in Orlando, Florida, to be on that Praise Anointed Voices Praise Team for Artists International. God bless y'all.
All righty. Sing in Orlando. I know whatever God tells you to do, you're going to do it with such a spirit of excellence that God's people will be richly, richly blessed. You know, that message this morning might be for you too, Miss Sharon. This will make you rest a little bit and slow down some. Are there any other prayer requests before we go before the Lord in prayer? We're just seeing this weather I immediately in Mississippi got hit real bad. I picked up the phone because my little niece is in at Jackson State and Jackson, Mississippi, and called. Oh no, Auntie, Anessa, we're safe. I'm not going out anymore. We went down in the basement. So I tell you, this has been just a horrendous array of weather. And even watching the news today, and I think many of you all saw the news in Baltimore when that wall fell, and that wasn't far from my fiance. So I was like, oh my God, Robert's like, I'm fine. But the weather is something we have to pray for and keep it covered in prayer. All right, are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I always want to be sensitive to this time and allow each and every one of you who would like to share to come on the line. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that we have a mind on this faithful Friday to go boldly into your presence, for we know in your presence is peace and mercy and joy. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us and your faithfulness to us. And we've seen a May that we've never seen before in this 2014. We thank you that you brought us through many dangers, seen and unseen, brought us through situations and circumstances. We knew not how we were going to go forward, but by your grace, by your mercy, by your provision and your protection, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in us. We thank you for Artists International, which is the thread that you have used to bind our hearts together. Most of us on this line would have never met, yet it had been for Artists. We thank you for the divine favor, the Holy Ghost hookup. We continue to cover Papa and our media, Diaz de Leon, and the entire Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the celebration of this new grandchild. We just thank you for life and new beginnings, and we continue to lift that family up and the leadership of Artists International from the corporate office to our platinums, even down to the leadership of the advisor who joined last night. Father, all of us lead in our circle of influence, and we ask for your wisdom and your insight. We thank you for the 6 years that we celebrate with Platinum President Gail Mathis and Executive President Candy Mosley, their faithfulness to this vision, to this company. And we thank you even for the word we received today from our ambassador, the co-founder of this great call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Pour back into her virtue. Pour back into her the gifts that you continue to stir. And let her receive her own word as she gets rest here in this Houston area. We just love you, Lord, today. We're excited with the spirit of anticipation in our hearts of the upcoming Artists Empowerment Conference. We just cover the blood of Jesus over the kings of artists, and we thank you that as they're planning with the spirit of excellence and with the spirit of unity as they bring forth this conference, we call the people of God together on one accord, and we lift them up in prayer, and we thank you that many will come, the exceeding abundantly above, will come to the conference in Orlando and bring family so that they can enjoy all that Orlando has to offer. And we just call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, we pray the stewardship on the hearts of all of God's people, and that our teams will plan and structure, that many will come from the islands, from the East Coast, the West Coast, even new people right there in that Orlando area. God, you're doing something awesome in Artists International, and we just thank you that we submit to your process and we submit to your word. Your will be done, your kingdom come with our artist family. We thank you as we lift up Jackie, praying for the family with the Turner home. Father, we just thank you first that there was no loss of life and that everyone got out safely. And even what the devil meant for bad, you're turning it around for good. The Turners will get that dream home now that they've always wanted. We just thank you for favor and protection. And we speak traveling mercies for her dad as he drives to Memphis. We just ask you and camp the ministering angels of God around that car that there'll be absolutely no calamity, catastrophe, or death. But we thank you for sweet fellowship of her father and his wife as they drive, and he will be alert, and they will arrive safely and return safely in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Jackie's entire family that you are having your way. We continue to call out Joseph's name, and we speak the peace of God, the vindication of God. With a cool family, Malachi, and we don't ever want to not put them in remembrance, Father, as we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Johnson family. We send a special word of comfort to Harold and the homegoing of his brother tomorrow. We just thank you for traveling mercies for all the family that's headed to Houston tomorrow. We just thank you for the life that this young man lived that always glorified you. And we just speak peace to his church family, who is definitely taking this just as hard. And Father, we just thank you that we know He's with you now. Give us the peace as we celebrate the life of Ralph Johnson. Father, we thank you for hearing Ada's voice this morning, Minister Ada. We just praise God for her and Doug and all they do and all they stand for in the kingdom. We pray for the Young family with the passing of Pastor Linda Young and all of those in our Just One Word ministry. We speak special strength to her husband and the entire family for this sudden homegoing, but all things are in your timing, and we submit to trust in you. We thank you, Father, as we also pray for her family members in the storm and for protection, for preservation of life. And Father, even with any loss of property, we stand on Proverbs 6:31 that the devil has to give it back sevenfold. We celebrate with Ada and Doug with the closing of their home in June. We just speak to that process that everything flows smoothly, and we even speak an acceleration to the time that they will even close a little earlier and move in smoothly and just be a great new beginning in this new home. We call it blessed, a place where your presence, your prayer, and your power will always prevail. We continue to speak blessings on Ergo Productions and that it is growing in you. We just call in the provision. We call in the resources. We call in the strategies from heaven. And everything you've ordained their production company to be, it shall be in Jesus' name. We thank you for Siobhan. We lift up all those in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. Again, with the flooding, we speak to the weather. You have to yield and obey to the word of God. We cancel the destruction. Father, we thank you that the prayers of the righteous have aborted the plan of the enemy, that there has been no death, and we just continue to speak protection of life. The devil, you cannot cross the bloodline. We speak to the atmosphere, and we just thank you, Father, that you are protecting the people all involved, and even those who don't know you, use this as an example that will lead them to Christ, where God, the devil had come in with destruction, but you use it for the construction of their soul to come into the kingdom. And we thank you, Father, that we pray for the unity of the artist family in that tri-state area, even with the challenges of scheduling, you're working out for your glory and their good. We just thank you that the creativity you will give them, you will speak in them and through them, that they will be able to get together twice a month. And we call in those from the north, south, east, and west that will come into those meetings, and you will show up in an exceeding abundantly above kind of way. We thank you for Jody and continue to celebrate in the praise report of her body. Oh, we thank you for the evangelist, the joy in her heart and her voice that even brings joy to others as they just hear her even speak. We just thank you, Lord God, that we already called this bone marrow test on May 14th successful. Cancer is a name. Infirmity is a name, and it is bowing to the name of Jesus. We decree and declare Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue that flows from the crown of Jody's head to the soles of her feet. Oh, Father, I thank you for the victory. I thank you that she's such a testimony to the doctors and the nurses and all who encounter her. And we just pray for you, God, to give these young people a spirit of chastity and purity. We pray against this sexual appetite that is not of you, and bring deliverance into these young people's lives. Father, we thank you that you are shielding them where the enemy is just bombarding sexual sexual implications, pornography in the hearts and minds of these young people who are not mentally or emotionally developed enough to handle it. So we just cancel that assignment. And even, Father, for the young lady who contracted the disease, you still are a merciful God, and we speak healing to her body, a turnaround healing, so that she will know by your grace and mercy you've touched her, and that it will be a testimony of what was meant for bad. God, with exposure and disclosure, you're turning it around for your good, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for our beloved Sharon, we just speak healing to that right ankle, and even as she has fallen, we cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to bring pain and discomfort, but we speak a speedy recovery. But Father, that even in this season, she slows down and lets her body heal properly. And I just thank you, Father, for her love for you and in continuing to pray for her and her family with the homegoing of her spiritual mother, godmother. And we just thank you, Father, that you are already downloading it to her exactly what is needed in Orlando. Father, that even a greater ushering in of your presence will occur. Father, we were so blessed by what you did in Houston, and we're looking for the overflow in Orlando, that they will be drawn to you, and in you, you can do the spiritual work, the spiritual surgery that is needed to make our hearts sensitive to you. Now, for every spoken and unspoken prayer request on this line, we thank you for these, your people, your TMC family, your artist family, your believers. And as we go out this weekend, order our steps. Let your blood hedge of protection be around us and our families. Thank you for the favor, the blessings, and the increase in our business. And we always open our mouth with the message, with the mandate, that we are your ministers in the marketplace, and artists is our tool to use for deliverance, for health, and wealth for our legacy. Now we seal this time together, this call and this day, in your matchless, majestic, mighty name of Jesus, and by your blood, we decree and declare that it is done, and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome weekend in him. Bye-bye.